Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
We're in the book of Romans. We're going through trying to understand what we believe, and we're talking about the reality of our faith in Christ. The just shall live by faith. And he's been expressing that, especially in living the life of the Spirit and guided by the Spirit. And we're going to talk about more about that today, especially in an area that he referred to in verse 17. He says, "And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him." So last week, if you remember, we talked about that there is the reality that if you know Jesus, you are going to what? Suffer. Now, here is the reality with that statement. We don't like that. Do you know what I mean? The whole concept of going through a difficult time, we don't like that. I haven't met anybody that says, "I like having problems." That's not normal thinking. Most of us, most humanity, all humanity, is spending its time trying to avoid difficulty, right? I mean, it motivates us in how we vote for who we vote for, because we vote for candidates that are going to make our life easier or better. We don't vote for people that are going to bring misery to us, right? We look for jobs that are going to better our situation, our living situation. We don't look for jobs that are going to create problems in our life. In fact, that's what we hate, is being in a job that creates problems, right? We want a job that's going to be okay. It doesn't have to be enjoyable, but okay, but at least improve my life a little bit and insulate me from suffering. We don't like suffering. Because why? It's the biggest thing that debilitates you as a believer. You say, "Well, I thought it was sin, George." Yeah, sin is debilitating. Sin defeats you. But let's be honest. You still go on even though you sin, but the one thing that just really, really wipes you out is the stuff that goes wrong, the crisis we face, the suffering we endure. That just saps the strength out of us. It saps our morale. It causes us to question. Question who? Question God. "Why am I going through this, Lord? Why are you not listening to me?" We want to avoid it. And so suffering is something that we really don't like. But yet, so when we read something like verse 18, that being a child of God, the reality is you're going to suffer, that just doesn't set with us, does it? But I like what Paul does. Paul is going to present to us something that is telling us about suffering. Now, we like to avoid it. Now, he's not going to come and tell you to embrace it. No, we're not talking about embracing it. He's actually going to present us with another option. And his option is not in how you deal with